USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Cristobal is now a tropical depression pushing into the corner of southwest Mississippi as heavy rain continues to spread northward, touching off more flash flooding. The National Weather Service says areas as far north as Jackson, Mississippi could see as much as 8 inches of rain after the storm brought storm surge flooding and heavy downpours to the coast late into yesterday. And as Cristobal continues to move inland, there's also the threat of tornadoes, especially in parts of eastern Mississippi. Democrats on Capitol Hill will roll out legislation today aimed at concerns raised by the police custody death of George Floyd in Minneapolis 2 weeks ago. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the bill will take on inequities in the justice system, racial profiling, and excessive use of force by police. And this is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with health care costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 27 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Federal prosecutors in New York want to question Prince Andrew in their criminal investigation into sex trafficking charges against the late financier Jeffrey Epstein. The prince was a longtime friend of Epstein's and has been accused by one woman of sexual abuse when she was 17 years old. Prince Andrew says the allegations are untrue. The 66-year-old Epstein died by suicide last summer while awaiting a trial on sex trafficking charges. About 400,000 people are going back to work today as New York City begins a Phase 1 coronavirus reopening. Retail shops can open for curbside pickup, and construction and manufacturing plants are also coming back to life. New York City has finally hit all the metrics laid out by Governor Andrew Cuomo for reopening, including the number of new infection rates, currently at the lowest they've been since mid-March. And this is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
The Dyersburg, Tennessee Police Department's asking for help from the public after a shooting at the American Legion Lodge there. Officers were called to the club early yesterday morning where they found five people had been shot inside the building. The victims were flown to hospitals in Nashville and the Regional Medical Center in Memphis. Police say witnesses have not been willing to speak to them so far about exactly what happened. New York City is reopening for business amid the coronavirus crisis, the Big Apple entering Phase 1 starting today, with retail shops beginning curbside or in-store pickup again. Construction, manufacturing, agriculture, and wholesale businesses are starting up again as well. Subway service expected to be at least at 95% of its pre-pandemic service, but masks will be required and commuters will be expected to engage in social distancing. And yet another moderate earthquake has hit the city of Ridgecrest, California. The USGS saying the magnitude 4.3 quake struck Sunday night shortly after 9 o'clock Pacific time. The area has been a hotbed for earthquake activity lately, with a 3.5 magnitude quake on Saturday night and a 5.5 magnitude quake last Wednesday. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.